Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Happy to be here. I'll just say that's more like it.
Yeah, right. After all these months of our depressing conversations, we have some moisture. Let's see. I think I have a report from up the hill, although she says she's in a warm spot. Oh, where is it? Now I can't find her report, but I think she said she has 17 inches down to 14 inches, and it was 18 degrees this morning. So, yeah, and then we had over a foot of moisture, although it sank and sank and sank as it was happening, and did a little bit of raining. But then we got nice snow on top of this rain, and we had people clamoring for us to track the ski trail, and Mark went out and groomed the ski trail, but now I hear it's kind of a wet, slushy mess. So if there's nothing else, we got moisture.
Yeah, you probably had about a good day where you really could have done some nice powder recreation.
Yep.
Even down here in the Twin Cities on as the storm was winding down. So Monday was a complete washout. Monday night, it rained heavily. We had thunderstorms in some areas. We got a full inch of rain, over an inch of rain. And then it snowed. We had, so our snowfall total was also over a foot or more in a lot of places. And we had an inch of rain. The trade-off is you go farther north and you had less rain and more snow. And on Tuesday and then into Wednesday, we had, you know, powdery snow and blowing snow and drifts and like that sculpted look.
Mm-hmm.
And you absolutely, on the new powder that accumulated 4 to 6 inches down here and then an additional 6 to 14 inches up in northern Minnesota, you absolutely could have gone out, snowshoed, cross-country skied. It was actually some of the nicest powder we've seen in a while. So,
what a
storm. The reports that we got, so there's a National Weather Service cooperative observer. You might know this person. We don't know them personally, but they make really nice observations. Their official ID is 7 miles north-northwest of Two Harbors. That's kind of, they use geographical IDs with the Weather Service observers.
Okay.
And then there's some COCORAS observers also kind of up the hill outside of Two Harbors. And those three all corroborate the same. They got over 20 inches. And then in the Duluth area, there were some reports on kind of the west side of Duluth as you get towards Spirit Mountain, up the hill near Skyline Parkway, there's a report of 26 inches, which is totally believable given the intensity of the snow that was kind of surging into that little nook in the harbor there. And out in the Brainerd area, again, about 20 inches reported. And then just this huge footprint covering really about 60% of the state where you got, you know, at least 8 inches of snow.
Hmm.
This was like one of last year's storms. Last year in 2022-23 winter, we had several kind of major state, almost statewide storms where half the state or more were affected by heavy, heavy snow. And this was kind of more like those, lasting a few days, producing a lot of precipitation. That was the other thing. Precipitation was no joke with this thing. Basically, the southeastern half of the state, so roughly from Cook County, just kind of draw a line southwestward towards almost making it to the southwestern corner of Minnesota. Everything southeast of there picked up an inch and a half at least of precipitation. And some areas, Duluth, Twin Cities, Rochester, all picked up 2 inches of precipitation from the event. So it was a much needed, I think, psychologically helpful event. Think of how it's going to change. I mean, this is the funny thing about climatology. So one of our jobs, obviously, we're, you know, the state climatology office. So our real mission is to collect and maintain and analyze and share climate information, climate data with the people of Minnesota. Obviously, the piece of this is about data stewardship and just making sure that data are available so that people can look back and understand, you know, get information about their climate from years and decades past. And but as we think about a weather event, like think of this winter, it really has to be more than just numbers, because if a climatologist of the future looks back, they're going to say, okay, well, you know, Duluth ended up with half of their normal snowfall.
Right.
That's pretty low. Twin Cities ended up with about half of their normal snowfall. That's pretty low. They're going to kind of miss the fact that most of that came in one storm.
Right.
They're going to miss.
Right.
So we write up these summaries. We write up summaries to try and kind of memorialize some of the bigger events, just so that historians, climatologists of the future, anyone who's interested in, you know, remembering more than just the numerical facts of an event, so that they have some context for it. So
right.
we are calling this storm the revenge of the lost winter.
Yeah, good. I mean, I would think at some point it becomes not even part of the winter, right? It becomes the spring record. But I guess, technically this was a spring storm, not even a winter storm, if you're talking about the equinox.
Yeah, that's true. So if you go by the equinox, we're in spring. And if you go by meteorological seasons, we're in spring. I think functionally, Minnesotans recognize that winter is any time that it could snow. And that's essentially November into or through April.
Yeah.
That's when the vast majority of your snow, almost all of it, falls during that season. You get a little bit in October. You might get some in May, especially in, you know, your region. But those are generally much smaller contributions. And the vast majority of it is November through April. So from when we track seasonal snowfall statistics, we're really just talking about the first snow of the year after July 1st and the last snow of the year prior to June 30th.
Okay.
Whenever that season begins and ends, we accumulate the snow over that. And then we just sort of refer to that as the winter season, even though, as you point out, it's fully spring. We're going to feel like spring by next week. You're going to melt most of this snow pretty quickly. It's not long for this world. You got March sunshine, and as we turn into April here, you know, so next week, okay, it's still kind of equivalent to a early September sunshine.
Yeah.
But by the middle of April, the sun is similar to what you get at the end of August.
Right.
Oof. You know. Yeah.
I was amazed at what a difference it was making, because like I noticed in December, we had very little snow and we had pretty warm temperatures, but yet nothing really was melting. And now here we are, we got pretty cold temperatures and we got a ton of snow, but it is melting really fast. It's amazing what a difference the sun makes.
Oh, the sun it's incredible. And, you know, that angle is so much higher in the sky now. So the sun is really delivering, I mean, it's delivering more energy. It's more impact per unit area. So it hits that snow and it just starts kind of chewing through it. And then as it gets through the snow, then it also heats up the ground. So the snow kind of goes away in two, you know, not just from the top where the sun is hitting the snowpack, also from the bottom. And it probably helps that, you know, a lot of us had very shallow frost, if any, in the ground at the point that this snow started falling anyway. So the ground is warm, and that's going to also eat away at the snow.
Yeah, I noticed that when we were shoveling, that you're also kind of shoveling dirt. It was kind of a weird shoveling experience. And now, so Kenny, what are we looking at for the next few weeks here?
Well, right now we're in a pretty kind of boring pattern again. nothing remarkable coming. So if you look at the kind of one way to do this is get away from kind of the really fine details that forecasters have to think about as they make their 5-day and 7-day forecast, and look at some of the bigger picture stuff. And that's what the Climate Prediction Center looks like. And if you take sort of the blurry-eyed approach, then really this week, it's a recovery week. Most of the state got snow. We've got to melt that snow. It's going to slow down our ability to warm up. We're going to have fog from the moisture that's released on cool mornings. So just kind of a recovery week. I wouldn't expect anything spectacular in terms of temperature or really even precipitation. There's a couple systems that are going to come through Minnesota next week. They don't look amazing, although there's maybe a chance for some heavier precipitation in far southern Minnesota. It's the week after that where we turn to, you kind of blur your eyes, you see a more active pattern again.
Okay.
And more warmth. And this could be, you know, we're way out now. And just to kind of put this all in perspective, the storm that we just had, we actually could see it looking fairly similar to what happened about 10 days before. But then it kind of got into this window where the models knew too much. They had too much information, and they started, you know, driving it too far to the south or making it too big or too small. And they kind of, they spent about 3 days not really understanding what was going to happen. And then finally, you know, it was only about 4 days in advance or so where there started to be a consensus that this was going to be a big event. It was going to last multiple days. And that's all to say that, you know, there you have some issues when you get in that, you know, 10-day range where out at 10 days, you might have something that's actually accurate, but it won't be supported by other numerical model information for maybe several days. And so it's hard to know what is right. What we're seeing right now is in, so not this coming week, but the next week, a real warm-up potential and, you know, possibly thunderstorms, possibly, you know, like a strong spring system that mostly produces rain, maybe snow on the backside. That's what it looks like right now. We will see, because is this even going to exist? If it does exist, is it really going to be as far north as the recent models have had it? In response to this, though, the Climate Prediction Center says in that 8 to 14 day range, so that's, again, more than a full week away, that they're calling for a high likelihood of above normal temperatures and a pretty high likelihood of above normal precipitation as we get into a more spring-like pattern. Again, we'll see if that bears out, but that's what I'm watching.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kenny. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks,
all right.
Katya.
Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.